It's Super Bowl weekend, that unique moment in American culture when even novice sports fans ante up for the office pool and hype soars to new levels. Whether you're interested in the commercials, the halftime show, or the matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Chicago Bears, NPR's Tom Goldman is our guide in Miami. Tom, so much is reported about this game. And there is all this hype. What are you doing to cut through? What's your story down there?
I'm kind of like the players, Debbie. I'm trying to stay focused. I'm not worrying about covering the NFL charity Celebrity Bowling Classic or the Super Bowl 41 Cheerleading Spirit Clinic. You know, I'm just trying to stay focused on my mission here, which is, I'm not quite sure, Debbie, but I know there's a football game at the end of all this.
Let's talk a little bit about the game. It seems like the Indianapolis Colts are all the talk. Everybody thinks they're going to win this one.
They're all the talk because they're the better team, and that's why they're favored by 7 points. You know, they've been known in recent years for their explosive offense, but the Colts have evolved into a multidimensional team right before our very eyes. Peyton Manning, their star quarterback, has thrown only 2 touchdown passes in the playoffs. Still, the Colts have beaten 3 good teams with a strong running game and a defense that's done an amazing turnaround in the postseason. It was pretty horrid in the regular season. Now, that defense is one of the keys. If they can shut down the strong Chicago running game, it'll force Bears quarterback Rex Grossman, who has been wildly inconsistent this year, it'll force him to make more plays. And the Colts, Debbie, like their chances if Rex Grossman tries to do too much.
Now, certainly you're not telling us that the Bears should just pack up and leave South Florida. They do have this defense everybody talks about.
Absolutely, yes. No, they should stay here because they have a great defense. It's fast, it's aggressive. They set a goal of getting at least 3 turnovers per game, and they often meet that goal. Now, they also, as I mentioned, they have this very good running game. Thomas Jones and Cedric Benson are the two runners. If they can run the ball down the field, that will allow Rex Grossman to pick and choose his spots. It'll also eat up clock time and keep Peyton Manning on the sidelines. And can I tell you one more thing?
Very important. One more thing?
One more thing. They have a dazzling kick returner in Devin Hester. He can change a game in an instant. The Colts' kicking and punting units, they better be very careful and try to keep the ball away from Devin Hester.
Now, Tom, we can't have a Super Bowl conversation without at least mentioning the halftime show.
Of course.
Who'll be getting the primetime exposure this year?
Debbie, your little favorite Funkmaster, Prince.
All right.
God bless the NFL. They always try to get the right headliner who may bridge the different generations. Of course, in 2004, they went a little too young and edgy with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, which, of course, led to Breastgate. next year, they try to recover with Sir Paul McCartney. He's royalty and a wonderful guy, but not overly hip, I'm afraid to say. Last year, it was the Rolling Stones, who are all about 150 years old. Now comes the diminutive, exotic Prince, and he just might be the ticket. He's still cool, he still makes good music, and he can really wail on his guitar, although he's not as sexy since he became a Jehovah's Witness. But there's also a bonus for the middle-aged crowd. Word is that all his cavorting and high-heeled boots has ruined his hips. He might need hip replacement. And Debbie, what baby boomer can't feel his pain?
NPR's Tom Goldman in Miami. Thank you.
You're welcome, Debbie.